Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We've had good, what I'd say, productive conversations with Newport Sports' representatives, and basically where we've gotten with them is we are open to any type of term that we think makes sense both ways. You know, it has to make sense from the player standpoint and the team standpoint, but we've told them is, let's continue the dialogue. Let's see where we get to. But we've said to them, we're open to any type of scenario. I think Rasmus has been a player that from the day he stepped into this league, everybody sees the gifts he has. He's excited to be here. He, even from my end of the year meeting with him, you could see that he started to develop a little bit of a leadership towards the end of the year and, a responsibility that I want to be the best player I can be. And I think that attitude is infectious. So, he's a really important player for us.
All right, that was Kevin Adams talking about Rasmus Dahlin and his next contract. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Interesting scenario. I have a contract in mind for Rasmus Dahlin.
All right, curious to hear that.
I have two contracts, two different reasons. One is a shorter term, one is the long term. The long term is 8 years. The short term is 3 years. The long term number would be $8 million. The short term number would be 6.5.
Okay.
And the short term number comes off of Zach Werenski's last contract. I think he just signed an extension for a crazy number. And Zach Werenski signed a 3-year, $5 million deal. So I'm giving Rasmus Dahlin 6.5 just because of the, I don't know why, just 6. And I've already backed off $500,000. Those are my offers. 3 years, $6 million. You can structure it however you want, so he makes however much you want at the last year, or I give him 8 for 8. Care to comment?
Yeah. So how do you want me to play this? Want me to play the agent of Rasmus Dahlin?
Play Craig. Just be you.
That's no fun.
You're right. It's not any fun, but...
Because if you're if I'm going to play myself, there's zero chance that I'm signing him to an 8-year deal.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because I just believe that, in today's game, players are getting paid top-end dollars. And I'm not a big fan of giving huge amounts of money to extremely young men. I like to keep them on shorter term deals. And if they deserve after year 3 of my my deal, my shorter term deal, if he is a
even after year two, you can get him on an extension.
Yeah, maybe it could be a 2-year deal, because I think mistaken Rasmus Dahlin, if he were to sign a 3-year deal, he would be close to an unrestricted free agent. Would that not, is that not right? Is he not an unrestricted free agent at 25?
26.
I would still like to keep him on a shorter term deal. That's just me. You know, everybody's so worried about, what if he just, blows up and he becomes this elite player and we're going to have to pay him 11. No, you're not. Kale McCarr is making 9 for the next 6 years. Dougie Hamilton is making $9 million for 7 years. Seth Jones is making 9.5 for 8 years. He's an unrestricted free agent, but Miro Heiskanen is making $8.5 million for 8 years.
And you're saying that you don't think that Dahlin could make more than them? He has the potential to make more than them. But, he was a first overall pick. He might not have had a good start to the season last year.
Just be honest. Do you think that Kale McCarr is going to outplay Rasmus Dahlin in the next 3 years?
He's on a better team, yes.
Do you believe that Miro Heiskanen is going to outplay Rasmus Dahlin in the next 3 years?
Most likely.
Okay, done. Why are we paying him an 8-year deal?
But here's the thing. I don't even know what that means when you say outplay, because, in the next few years, if Dahlin's the best player, like Jack's going to be gone, but if Dahlin's the best player on the team, you're going to have to pay him more than Heiskanen and McCarr. I mean, if you sign him to a 3, and when I said after year two, I meant after year two of a 3-year deal, you could sign him to an extension in the last year of his contract to it. Right. So, I'm sitting here saying I'm concerned that after 3 years, Dahlin could be a $10 million defenseman. I really do. I think.
Yeah, but he could also be a $4 million defenseman. My thing is, these players are so young, okay? And I just look at Rasmus Dahlin, and I think he is world-class. I think his skill set, his skills, his hands and everything, his vision is elite. That being said, we also saw the worst part of Rasmus Dahlin in the first 25 games of this year. Can we agree? He struggled immensely. Is that a guy that deserves $8-9 million? Has he shown you enough?
We don't know what was going on with him in the first year. We don't know, or the first half of this season. We don't know. We can say it was coaching. We can say it's a lot of things. We could say it's COVID. It's the transit. We can say it's a lot of things in regard to that. So, I don't know what that was, but we certainly saw a change in him. You talked about the difference in players and the first
change in them, but I didn't see a change where, I'm sitting there saying I'm ready to pay this guy $8-9 million a year. I saw it for 25 games. The first 25 games, he was probably one of the worst defensemen in the league. He struggled immensely, confidence, everything. And then all the second part of the year, he played much better. But did he play in the level of Seth Jones and Miro Heiskanen and Kale McCarr? I don't think he did. I'm not paying him $9 million a year because he was drafted first overall. I think he's offensively gifted. There's no question about it. But that's only half the game. The other half is learning how to defend and being the best defender. And do I think that Rasmus Dahlin has an insane upside? Yes, I do. I think he is world class. But I'm not sure how good he's going to be or the direction that he's going to be. So why
will he be any of these?
Like, I'm okay with paying him $10 million 4 years from now if he deserves it.
Well, that's why I'm giving him 8. Okay. See, here's the thing. We're not talking about an undrafted guy who's going to just kind of be shot out of a cannon and then explode. And here we are. We're like, oh, we have this undrafted gem who's one of the best defensemen in the league. I don't know if there is even one of those as an example that I can think of right now. But we're talking about a guy who was always projected to be this good.
Yeah.
So,
and he is good. Like,
I know, and I feel like that's why with this particular player, don't we almost have to roll that? I say we, like we're signing him, but don't we almost have to roll that dice and say we got to kind of pay him on potential, because the potential is Heiskanen, Makar, Hamilton, Werenski, Doughty, Carlson. 11-5, 11-9, 9-5.
The Columbus Blue Jackets elected not to sign Werenski back in the day to a long-term contract. They said, listen, you're going to sign a three-year deal, okay? We're going to pay you really good money. This is back 3 years
careful
ago.
Where you go here. You could contradict yourself here. Go ahead.
Back 3 years ago, and now Zach Werenski has shown that he is an elite defenseman in this league. Okay.
And was there any question? Was there any, when Werenski signed that deal? Was there any
which
question?
Deal?
The three for deal? 3 years for $5 million. Was there any question that you thought he could take the next step to become a $9.5 million defenseman? Was there any question? He just needed to show the work, right? He just needed to show it.
You have to show the work. You have to show the work. I'm not going to grade you an A when you haven't shown me you're an A student yet. I'm not.
I know.
You have to
earn
what you're going to get. I'm not.
But Darlene has been on a terrible team. This has been a bad team. They were last play. I don't care if they had Jack, Sam, whoever else they had. They've been a bad team. They've been a bad team. And he's actually at moments, not the start of last year, but his rookie year, his second year, he put up some good numbers. He had some good moments. Looked pretty good. He looked
good.
really good. So if you take away the first little bit of last year, whatever straightened out halfway through the year, whatever it was, maybe he had a come to Jesus moment like Casey Mittelstadt did and said,
we don't know what happens.
You don't know what happens.
Behind the scenes with these young men and all that kind of stuff. And I don't pretend to know that. I'm just being the coach GM here.
But something Something figured itself out.
Just something about signing these players to such long-term deals. And it just feels like, these young men, something is taken away from them. It's like, I want to keep young men hungry to continue to I'm going to pay Rasmus Dahlin great money right now on a short-term deal that I think he'd be happy with. And if he shows me in 3 years that he is an elite top 10, top 15 defenseman, then you pay him accordingly. I'm okay with that, but I don't think it's going to be $11, $12 million. Like, oh my, we've got to get him on this long-term deal now because he could be making 11. No, he's not. He's not making 11. Because you know what you're going to do? You're gonna say, who are your comparables? Who do you compare with? Oh, compare with Cale Makar? He makes 9. Oh, Victor Hedman? Oh, he's making what? 8.7 or 7.8? You're looking at Heiskanen at 8.5? Why in 3 years do you think that we're going to be paying Rasmus Dahlin $10, $11 million? No, it's not going to happen. He's going to be right in the mix of all these players. Werenski's making 9.9. What is he making? 9.5. Seth Jones, 9.5. Miro Heiskanen, 8.5.
So you're not worried about him extra 1.5. So you're not worried about him making the extra 1.5 million over my 8 as long as he's earned it in the next 3 years.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Like,
what if he doesn't?
So let me ask you this. What would you rather have? What would you rather have, Craig? Would you rather have, let's use Dahlin for an example. Would you rather have Dahlin for 8 years, $8 million? Okay. Where maybe let's just say he performs as a $6 million defenseman. Or would you rather have him at 9.5? Period. End of story. Like, I would rather have him on the 8-year deal. Like even if he's underperforming his contract, I don't believe he's going to be underperforming it like Jeff Skinner. Like, I do not expect performance on a deal like Darlene's, like we're talking, like Jeff Skinner, like show up and almost like just be another body. Okay? I don't expect that from Darlene. So that's why I'm leaning, I'm sitting here. I don't know if my example was clear or made sense to anyone, but to me, I'm just saying with a player like this and a talent like this, I would be willing to roll the dice on a guy like Darlene, just because we know how he can skate. Maybe he looked slow last year at moments. I don't believe there's any problem with his heart in terms of caring, his ability. We know his ability is elite. The only fear or concern I have about Darlene paying him that much money is that he's not like a defensive gem, you know, like. But you would know better than I do. Are those areas of the game where he can improve, where he can become the guy that's on the ice late in the game?
He's gonna have to be.
Up by a goal.
He's gonna have to be. He is gonna be relied on to play major minutes. And I'm gonna tell you right now, they're gonna be tough minutes. They're gonna be tough minutes. The team that we had last year, he was minus 34 in 56 games. It's going to be a tough go for him to, take on big minutes. He's, you know, Ristolainen took on big minutes for years with Buffalo, and I'm not comparing the two of them together, but when you're on a team that's not as strong as others, you're going to be playing a lot of time in your zone, more time than a kid like Cale Makar, who's on an offensive powerhouse. Yes, he plays defense, but he plays the majority of the game in the offensive zone.
Push the puck up the ice and go.
He distributes the puck to one of the top lines in the NHL, and McKinnon, Landeskog,
and Rantanen.
And he just follows up and enjoys a pretty fun night. Rasmus Dahlin on that team would be a completely different player. It's going to be a different situation for Rasmus Dahlin. It's not going to be easy.
Short-term, long-term for Rasmus Dahlin. You can tweet us at the Instigators. If you want to give us a call, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Long-term, short-term. What do you do with Mittelstadt, Riv? What do you do with Jokke Harju? Some other guys that need to be signed. Where are we on the to-do list this offseason? We had like a 10-thing list. Jack being traded, one of them. Sam being traded, one of them. Risto being traded, one of them.
Yeah, getting through
Darlene signing, one of them.
Getting through the unrestricted free agent. There's been a lot of things checked off. And it almost seems like, you know, there can be a little deep breath. There's been a lot that's happened in the last month.
All right.
And now the last part of that, I think, is going to be trying to move Jack Eichel. And that might take some time.
We'll be right back. Mitzi's contract, say Mitzi, Casey Mittelstadt, Jokke Harju, what do their contracts look like? We're talking about Rasmus Dahlin. Matty Ellis is back as a coach. Jason Christie hired to Don Granato's coaching staff. We'll talk about that. And we're the Instigators. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We feel good where we're at, but I think we're going to look at everything. You know, we'll continue to have discussions. You keep your eye on guys that maybe could be available at the end of a training camp, and we'll evaluate that. But no, we feel good with the players of where we got to, and I want to make it clear, you know, we have no timeline on a guy like a young player like a UPL. If we feel that he's ready to go, we don't want to hold him back. But everything has to be earned. So we're going to just see how that plays out.
All right, that was Kevin Adams talking about goaltending situation yesterday. As the Sabres signed Craig Anderson and Aaron Dell. And, you know, a lot of people starting to wonder, first of all, I think I read one of the stupidest things yesterday when someone out there, I can't remember who it was. I really can't. If I knew who wrote it, I read so many stupid things yesterday, but if I could tell you who said it, I would. But they were saying, if the Sabres are moving forward, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it in front of me. If the Sabres are moving forward with a bunch of young kids, why not just move forward with UPL and go all youth for the experience? And I'm just like, okay. And this person did not ever play hockey. And that comment actually solidifies my point on that, because I sit there and I say, that is about as false and inaccurate of a statement as you can get to put a kid in on this team in net to get shelled on a nightly basis, like he's going to learn something from that. The reason why they got Craig, like if that was
he'd get lots of shots.
Yeah, he'd get lots of shots.
What?
Oh, yeah. it's just like you'll see UPL sometimes next year for sure. But the reason why you went out and signed Craig Anderson and you signed Aaron Dell.
How many years?
Just one.
Just 1 year each? Okay. How much do they pay them?
$700,000-$800,000.
Yeah, $750,000 each. $1.5 million in our goaltenders. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with it. With the way that things are here right now and the change of direction, I am totally okay. And I mean totally okay with what they did.
Do you want UPL here next year as a 20-something year old kid who was very in it?
I want him playing a couple games.
Sure.
I want to play in a couple games, maybe coming up for a weekend, playing a little two games and send it right back down. Get him a little taste, you know, have him play down in the minors, tons of games, have him play those minutes, get that body trained to play lots of games because he's going to be a starter in this league.
65 games in the minors next year, 60 games for 60. Sure he should play.
Yeah, 55. I'm okay with a real solid 55 games next year and have him continue, but he's going to have chances here in Buffalo. He's going to have chances. He'll play some games. This is good. It's about developing these guys and moving them forward. But I'll tell you right now, to throw a young goaltender, it's like throwing a slab of beef into a lion's den. Nope. Not a good situation.
I don't think what we're saying is that young goalies can't step in and play in the league, but in the situation that the Sabres are in and what this next year is going to be, potentially they could surprise a lot of people, but I mean, yeah, as it's shaping up, this is not the ideal opportunity for that goaltender right now to take the reins, to carry that kind of pressure.
You do it right. Patience, especially with goaltenders, they take a little bit longer to mature. And when they're ready, you're going to know they're ready. And listen, I think Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen is a really, really, really good prospect. Okay. We should be very pleased here in Buffalo with having Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen, but there is not a rush, just like there will probably, and I can't speak for the Sabres and what they're going to do, but I would not be rushing Owen Power. I would have him, even though he's capable of playing in the NHL, and so is Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen. They're capable of playing in the NHL, but I am looking for me to have these young men continue to work and to continue to build their craft. And when they step in, they are going to be ready. And,
you know what I like about the signings on free agency too? There's one player I think that won't be happy with this comment, but it'll benefit him in the long run. And it doesn't force you to have to really consider a Jack Quinn at training camp for a body. Jack Quinn, ladies and gentlemen, was a first round pick last year, seventh or eighth overall.
He's another player, and this is just my feeling. I don't care if Jack Quinn is good enough to make the Buffalo Sabres next year. I would not have him on this team. And you know, I don't know, maybe you're thinking that I'm crazy, but I would rather, at the age of 19, I would rather have a Jack Quinn go back to junior, because I feel that the Sabres failed terribly with the Alex Nylander thing. Alex Nylander, when drafted, had 75 points. I'll never forget. Yeah, I think he had 25 goals, 75 points as a 17-year-old player in junior. That is not dominating that league. Okay. That's kind of like almost like a point a game, or a little over a point a game. It's fantastic. But he should have spent 18 and 19 back in junior. He should have spent two more years in junior. His confidence level would have been sky high. He would have been really, I think, ready. I think they rushed him. We don't need to rush Jack Quinn. He's a very, very good hockey player. He's a sniper. He needs to continue to grow and strengthen. It'll be interesting to see how they do this with all these players.
What about Casey Mittelstadt? Sorry, go ahead. I thought you were.
Well, listen, I mean, Casey Mittelstadt is he's taken some time, right? And you look at Casey Mittelstadt and how he ended his season. It was just absolutely incredible, and you can see not only the growth in his game, but more importantly, the growth in the individual. He's a man. He's a man now. He understands the work that needs to go into his craft. If you don't work, you will not have the results. And I think he's kind of, you know, Casey Mittelstadt has been, I mean, you need to realize this. He is a world-class skill set talent, okay? When he was drafted in his draft, yes, we picked him eighth overall, but if you remember, he was the third highest ranked forward in the entire draft. That's in the world for his age group. He was special. He has a skill set that's insane. Playing at his own level, you saw him at the World Juniors. He was the MVP. He was incredible. But what you need to understand is playing in the National Hockey League, skill is not the only thing that gets you there. Sidney Crosby is insanely skilled, but he also works harder than everybody else. You understand that, right? Joe Thornton, back in the day when I played him with him in San Jose, he led before I got there, he was the leading point. He led the league in points the year before. He won the scoring title. I cannot tell you how hard Joe Thornton worked. And you're sitting there saying, why does Joe Thornton need to work that hard? He's so skilled. He was drafted number one overall. They're programmed. Saku Koivu, I've never seen a guy work harder. On and off the ice. He did things. These are the best players, and they were the hardest working players on the team. And I believe that Casey Mittelstadt has learned something. He's been humbled knowing that his elite skill set is not good enough to dominate this league. You've got to do more. His body needs to be stronger and quicker and faster. And you're going to see better results. And I think it's taken him time to grow into the player that he is right now. I'm excited for Casey Mittelstadt. I think he's come a long way.
What do you want to do with his contract?
I'd like to sign. I would definitely like to get him signed. But for me, it's a shorter term contract.
What's that mean for a guy like him? How much are you going to pay him? Tage Thompson's contract?
No, more than it's going to be more than Tage.
More than Tage, okay.
Yes, I would.
Okay. I would imagine like it would be more than Tage.
I would like to see him on a 3-year deal. I would like to have him somewhere around 1.7, 1.75.
That's going to be tough. Let me tell you something here, River. Like he was on pace for 44 points last year, 20 goals. Last year, the COVID year, 19-20, not a great year for Casey. 9 points in 31 games. Had some good numbers in Rochester after a slow start. Yep. His first year in the league, 25 points. He had 12 goals as a rookie. His first 6 games in the league, we're not going to include. He had 5 points in 6 games, and that was the end of the year when the games meant nothing. Mm-hmm. But still, not a bad start to the NHL career. So.
Yes.
I don't know how you're not going to sign this player for less than $2 million.
Well, listen, I mean, he played a solid rookie season. But then he also bounced around the minors for the next couple of years. He started the season last year on the taxi squad. He wasn't even playing. Mm-hmm. He barely played, to be honest with you. He was on left wing, fourth line. He was on third line, right wing. He was not necessarily in the cards because of what had happened the years before that.
Now, I'm not kidding you when I say this. I would sign him to a Cali Yarncroc deal. six years at like $3 million.
But listen, I mean, I think Casey Mittelstadt is also going to bank on himself. I think he understands what his faults and what he needed to address. And I think that he's going to come in better shape, a better attitude, ready to get down and work hard, knowing that his skill set is not the only thing that's going to carry him. I think he's a more mature player. He's 22 years old. And I think that you have a player that quite frankly has not played a real full season in the NHL to his capabilities. So why am I going to throw money at him and hope that he gets there? How about show me that you're going to get there? You are going to have an opportunity here. We're trading away our top offensive players. That means that you will have an opportunity to show what you can bring to this team. I'm going to sign him to a gap deal. I'm going to sign him to a 2, maybe a 3-year deal. And whatever those numbers are, I'm not giving him longer than that. I'm not signing him to a 1-year deal. So it's going to be either a 2 or 3-year deal. And whatever those numbers are, those are numbers that, you know, the Sabres, Kevin Adams and the Sabres are going to feel comfortable about you know, this moving forward.
You wouldn't do a one-year, $2 million deal for Casey. He has arbitration rights next year. No,
absolutely not. Zero chance that I would.
Why do you expect deal. You? Why is that?
Because I expect Casey Mittelstadt to take advantage of an opportunity that he's going to be given next year. He is, quite frankly, could be the number one center next year. He is going to be given opportunity. He is going to have power play time. The power play might be running through him. He used to, okay? He used to be in the same spot as where Jack is on the power play right now, but he plays on the left side. So he walks in, he creates a lot of stuff from where Jack is right now. That's going to change because Jack's not going to be here. Sam Reinhart's not going to be here. The power play is going to change. And it's going to be run through skilled players like Casey Mittelstadt. So he's going to have opportunity next year to really grow into the player that you know, we picked that eighth overall.
We'll take a break. We're done with the Sabres conversation for today. We're off for the weekend after the next segment. I have an interesting question here. Hi, Andrew. I'm wondering if the kids and juniors get any stipend or is it their parents' responsibility to float the boat? Interesting comment about junior hockey. Remember your junior paycheck, Riv? How much were you getting a week? Find out when we come back. Instigators.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Junior hockey. I think we were getting 40 or 50 bucks a week back then, Riv. So no matter what you say, the parents are flipping some of the bill. This 40 bucks doesn't buy you lunch every day at school. Or drinks when you go out, underage drinking. As someone told my brother yesterday, when you go to junior hockey, you become an alcoholic. I said, did you punch him for saying that? I don't know who said it. Actually, I do know who said it. He listens to the show. Guy's an idiot, but it doesn't even matter. Junior hockey. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. What do you think they do when they go to college? Sip on water. What was your paycheck in junior when you were there?
40 bucks.
40 bucks.
Yeah, $40. Bucks. And I'm going to tell you right now, $40 back 30 years ago, that was a lot of money.
I couldn't believe how loaded I was in junior.
A lot of money. I remember filling my baby blue Toyota Camry, and it cost me $20 to fill it up. And that gas, no joke, would last me for like 2.5 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, the money that I was paid by the team, you know, and every player gets the same thing. I mean, I didn't do anything. I mean,
time to do anything. You had great practice.
God, I had great billets. These people are like just incredible people. Rest in peace. Both of them have passed, but they were incredible, incredible people. I didn't go anywhere. I went to school, I went to the rink, and I came home and I spent my time with these people. It was awesome.
I truly believe that the success I had my first year in junior was because of my billets. Had nothing to do with, they were so great. My first year in junior, Nancy and Bill Knight, they were amazing. It was like the billets can be everything, right? Like my billet, what are you doing? Some of the guys are thinking about getting together. You have curfew tonight? Yeah. you're not going anywhere. Like he would not, there was no bending rules with Bill. I mean, it was like, whatever the team rules are, are my rules. And my son's rules are your rules. So I don't care what your parents say. This is my house. You're my responsibility. We're doing it my way.
Yeah, I agree. I do want to clarify something. I was talking about Jack Quinn. I was talking about, it would be the right thing to have him and allow him to mature another year in junior. Here's the thing. He's not going to junior because he's eligible next year to play in the minors because when we drafted him, he was a late birthday. So he was actually a year older than everybody in his draft year. So he's going to be able to play in the minors next year, which is absolutely incredible for this young man because now you have that ability to really allow him to understand the pro game and have all those players down, the coaches down there work with Jack Quinn. Okay. And I'm sure that we will see Jack Quinn in this lineup at some point next year to play games.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we will too. We got to go. I got a buddy who just texted me, said, you got to tell who said that about Junior. My friend plays Junior. And I'm like, no, I can't say it. I can't say it, but you know, this guy's kid got kicked out of college. So that's, Junior's not that bad. Instigators, we're back on Monday. Rev, you're fantastic today. Everybody take care. Thanks for tuning in.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.